Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the nice weekend. Finally, after some major storms, but we needed it. We needed it, but we don't need it right now. So anyways, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got some great guests, some great giveaways. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call in. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, listen to our podcast, our website, tune in there, and sign up for our newsletter. The newsletter goes out every single week, and it kind of just tells you a little bit about our show and our guests and more chances to win. So definitely. So again, that phone number is 805-419-0008. I do want to start our show with something uplifting. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. Some of us, I'm going to just say that to, I watched a movie the other night, and it was with Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. And, I tell you, it was, life happens to all of us. Our days are rolling in, and I just want to say, take every day as a gift and make sure that you are living your best life. So I want to invite and listen to all of you. Our first guest, well, we're going to see if maybe we don't have him on, but we're going to be talking about Hearts of the Fathers and, of course, leaving a legacy that lasts. And that's an interesting thing right there, is really just what kind of an example are you setting and why are you doing what you do? Is it learned, or is it, something that you thought up yourself? Maybe we just need to look at ourselves and kind of make sure we're going down the right path. With that, also, we have Sandy Scott, and she is the lead vocal from the Blues to the Bone. And I'm excited to be a part of that. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Ventura Blues Festival. And, of course, she is going to be playing there. And that is at the Studio Channel Islands, and that is Saturday, April 26th. We've got tickets for that, so definitely stay tuned in to that. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Sandy. And then I've got Sylvie and Trevor, and this is really interesting. They met at the Rubicon, and they're going to be performing, and they it's the love affair. It's a love affair that started at the Rubicon. So we're going to find out a little bit about that, and they're going to be joining us in our studio here too. So with all of that going on, we'd love to have you, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Excellent giveaways. March of Dimes, March for Babies is happening for today, this
That's
weekend.
That's right. Yes, I'm going to be flying over there. I'm the MC. And again, my family is my daughter and my grandsons and my son-in-law. They are the March of Dimes and March for Babies ambassador family.
So. You had a nice interview with them last time. And
yeah.
It was great too. Good to see the kids, especially when they're your own, going out and doing something this nice.
I know.
Nice.
Yeah, they've made a big difference. So.
And what a location, Kalu.
I know.
It's a beautiful setting
there.
In Thousand Oaks. So get involved with this one, folks. We'd love to see you out there this morning. Even if you just stop by to see what's going on and get a taste of it, you're going to have a good time with the March of Dimes and Kim at CLU in Thousand Oaks. Another way to have a nice time is Tristology for love and passion. Enhance your relationships by visiting Tristology with a gift certificate for contemporary high-quality sensual products for passionate play. They are located at 434 Main Street in Ventura. You can call 888-801-8952. Champagne on Main, one of the biggest parties to hit the area throughout the whole year. You shop from the great local vendors, artists, crafters, nonprofit organizations. There's all sorts of folks there with great things to sell. Listen to live entertainment. Get the Wine Walk, where you can sample champagne, wine, and craft beer. All of that happening with a chocolate lounge, too, for the VIPs. And this is March 31st from 11 to 6:30. That's a big party. You don't want to miss it. King Lear. Are they coming in today?
Yes, they
King
are.
King Lear. They will be here.
Well, actually, King Lear is not coming in, but Sylvie and Trevor. And, of course, it's a love story. So it's just another play that's actually going to be one day, and we're going to be giving away tickets. So
King Lear is a different love story.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a whole life story, right? Yeah.
And what we know about the Rubicon is they put on the best of the best. Then you gotta love your blues, as you said, wonderful singers and performers, Ventura County Blues Festival. And we have that coming up with a lineup that is off the charts, and that is happening for the 28th of April. What a show. And I'm looking at the people that are listed on the bill here, and we've got some great performers. Love the blues, and you'll have them with Kim.
There you go. All right. Well, let's start off with, we've got so many good things happening right here. Let's start off with a pair of tickets to Champagne on Main. And, of course, spring is in the air and Spring Street Fair. So if you like to shop among the vendors and the local artists and the crafters and all the nonprofits, definitely be a part of that. But also you can enjoy some wine while you're walking and sample the champagne. So good stuff. And that's all happening March 31st, 11 to 6:30, and we'd love for you to pick up some tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show. All right, you know what? Let's take a really quick break. I'm going to bring some of the great love story coming into our show, Sylvie and Trevor, and we'll come right back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
See Shakespeare's masterpiece as you've never seen it before. George Ball stars as the King of Britain, who divides his kingdom between his three daughters, only one of whom loves him enough to speak the truth. Thrown into a rage, the king exiles his youngest daughter, turns on his closest companion, and descends into madness. Don't miss this timely and trenchant story of love, greed, family strife, civil war, and ultimately, redemption. Call now and experience world-class award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit us online at RubiconTheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3355. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Great. Well, we are back. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our next guest is Sandy Scott. And of course, Sandy is the lead singer, and I'm really excited to share that with everybody. The lead singer and vocal from the Blues to the Bone. Sandy, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Working with you.
Good. Yeah. I'm really excited. We're going to be talking about, of course, you guys are performing and doing the Ventura Blues Festival, right?
Yes. We're actually kicking off. We'll be the first band kicking off the festival, which is always fun. We'll sing the national anthem, and then my band will go on at 11 a.m.
All right. And, of course, I just want to remind everybody we've already kind of been sharing that. And, of course, we've got tickets to give away. But, of course, that is at the Studio Channel Islands, and that's Saturday, April 29th. And is it the 29th?
It's the 28th.
Saturday. I'm like, okay, yeah, 28th. And of course, that starts at 11. And, of course, all the way through, we've got lots of good stuff. So let's talk to you for a little bit and tell us, you know, how long have you even been associated with the Ventura County Blues Festival?
So I'm actually one of the founding people.
Oh.
I was invited to the first meeting that they had when they were opening it up for the new registration.
Wow.
So I've been a part of it for a long time. It's really good people. They work very hard for charity,
mm-hmm.
to raise money for good causes. every year they have a theme, and they try to just build on that every year and help more and more people. It's really a lot of fun. The gates open at 10 a.m.
Right.
So you can get there, put out your lawn chairs. There's a lot. They'll have lawn chairs that, I mean, you can bring them in. You can bring blankets and lay that all out so that you can be very comfortable before the first band kicks off.
I love it. So you're actually a songwriter, too. Can you tell us a little bit about what motivates you to write your songs? And do you kind of get them from, you know, your relationships or situations in the world?
Sure. I started out as a gospel singer.
Oh.
And I learned to sing in the church, and four-part harmony, a cappella music, and then, you know, kind of throw down gospel and really soulful. Mm. And so from that point in my life, that was really what kept me going. And then I went through a really bad heartache with my ex-husband, and that turned me into a blues singer. It was like the switch that changed everything from singing other people's songs to singing my own stories to trying to help other women that were single mothers going through the same thing.
I'm sorry to hear that. But you know what? That is like an inspiration at the same time. And when you can tell your story to help other people, you know, at first it's people are like, you know, it's interesting because I'm in the process of writing a book, and my daughter read a little bit of it, and she's like, Mom, kind of depressing. And then she goes, well, but I guess you need to tell your story, you know, like, but there are things, right? I mean, was yours a little depressing?
Yeah, it was. It was a time in my life where I had a baby in diapers, you know, that was 1 year old, and my daughter was about five. So I have, you know, all this uncertainty when that happens. How am I going to do this? How am I going to organize it? How am I going to, you know, help little kids that are hurting too? And, you know, and now looking back on it, you know, we were a strong little bonded family, the three of us.
Aww.
And we tried to keep everything positive. I had a lot of support from other women.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, you know, women have been my greatest helpers and encouragers.
That's so nice, because, you know, that's kind of where I come from. As, you know, women lean on each other, and not only lean on each other, but lift each other. And I love that. That's really how I started my show, is really just lifting women to know that they, you know, that they count and that they can be their best.
Yeah, that's right. It's definitely a theme through all your shows. Very encouraging. It's a place to listen if somebody's hurting.
Well,
and they just want a word of encouragement. Even your voice is encouraging.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. So you're in the entertainment industry. Tell us, what's your thoughts on the Me Too movement? And, you know, what's your thought on that?
Well, it's near and dear to my heart. This has all just came up, you know, recently. And I think this is the year where we don't keep secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what inspires me, you know. This is the year where we're not going to keep secrets. If there's bad behavior, you know, we're just going to put it out there for what it is. And, you know, I was one of those people, too, when I was young. I was 17, and I worked at a dentist's office. And I had, you know, there was really fine dentists that worked there, and then there was one that was a bad one that, you know, would, you know, do, you know, bad things.
Right.
And always harassing the women, the young girls especially. And I decided to myself, you know, I need to write a song about this.
Mm.
And so I wrote some songs with a message in it for those people that are in that situation, just to know that you don't have to take it. Let's not keep the secrets anymore. Let's kind of band together. And I ratted that guy out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was only 17, but, you know, I ratted him out to one of the other dentists, and he never got fired or anything, but from that point forward, they knew that they had a problem.
Right.
So I felt like at least I raised my hand a little bit.
Right.
So my songs are about that. My songs are about women's empowerment, not just for women, but just being a kind of a light for people.
I love that. So yeah.
I try to bring a positive message to it and a little bit of humor. One of the songs is called Never Sleep Your Way to the Middle.
That kind of speaks for itself, right? I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a story about some people that I worked with, and this guy was, you know, very charming and married, and he would hit on the young girls. You know, we're talking about you know, the new fresh ones that come in with the, you know, the big eyes.
I could have, like, I could hear you already saying the big eyes. That's so funny. And then you said that. That's scary. You know, I totally agree. You know, I kind of have a different twist on this, and I hope that my listeners are not going to disagree with me. But, you know, there are kind of two sides to every story because I have two boys. And I believe that as women, we can't put out there what we don't want to get back in return. I hope I said that correctly. Because, you know, we can give the wrong impression too.
Right.
And yeah, so it, we have to play fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I just, you know, years later, you know, these women are coming up with going, well, this, you know, this happened and this happened. I'm like, well, wait a minute, you know. How do you go back 20 years? How do you go back 10 years? How do you, you know, I just think we need to act appropriate too as women. So I kind of, I'm on the fence on that one in the sense that it takes two to tangle.
Well, you know, I agree with you for grown women that have a voice. In my case, you know, this is my first job. And I'm so eager to
do
be
well.
Nice to everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Very naive. I just fell off the turnip truck.
Right.
Got this job at a dentist office when I was 16. But I went to the co-op training at, you know, and I learned how to sterilize the instruments and do x-rays. And I was so happy about it. And then to have one person just, you know, ruin that.
Now, that I have a problem with, you know. Yeah. I'm talking about the, you know, the women that are a little seductive and then they get it and then they're not, you know, then they're like, that's
like
not
that.
What I wanted, you know, or that's not what I meant, you know, so.
Exactly. And they have, you know, as women, we have to be responsible for not going to someone's hotel room.
Hello.
You know,
yeah.
Right.
You know.
You know, that's what I tell my daughter. You know, we have to be responsible. Think ahead. You know, don't be prey. Don't be prey to somebody. And don't set yourself up, you know, in a situation that can be, you know, out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my advice. I and that's why I say, you know, in the song, never sleep your way to the middle. I'm also telling them to be responsible.
Right.
You know, like be smart.
Yeah.
And it's just a play on words, but it's really about just be smart. Don't put yourself in that situation. It talks about don't be, you know, his happy hour fool,
right?
You know, and things like that. You know, use your head. You're smart. You're in the business world. You know, you have to.
Yeah. I totally agree. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're so grateful that you're here. We're going to be here all the way to 8 o'clock. We've got a great show for you. And, of course, we're talking with Sandy Scott. We are inviting you to the Ventura County Blues Festival. And, of course, that is going to be happening on April 28th. And of course, starts at 10 o'clock. Get your chairs in there. Get all comfy. Can they bring picnics and all that?
They can bring, there's no liquor allowed.
Right.
I think they can bring food, although there's some fantastic food.
Oh, okay. I love all those foods. Okay.
Yeah, they're really known for their food there, top notch. And they can bring full lawn chairs.
Okay.
So that's nice. They can be comfortable.
Okay, perfect. And of course, again, this is over at one of my favorite places. It's kind of hidden jewel. It's at the Studio Channel Islands. And of course, that's at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. So, and let me ask you a question. I heard you have a CD coming out. Where do you record those, your music?
Well, we were blessed enough to get an opportunity to record at Ultratone Studios.
Hmm.
And our producer is Tony Bronigal.
Mm-hmm.
He's very famous in the blues world. He has the number one CD in the whole nation right now for blues, and that's Danielle Nicole.
Mm.
It actually launched at number one, day one. So he has a real knack for working with women especially, but he also works with Taj Mahal, which is a very famous blues guy.
Wow, very
and
cool.
So we're blessed. He heard me sing. I got introduced to him. I went and watched him play. We had a conversation. I sent him some songs, and he said, yeah, I want to work with you. So he's producing us.
I love it.
And Johnny Lee Shell, who's the guitar player from the Phantom Blues Band, he's the engineer. Fantastic
Perf.
So down to earth, and it's such a great place to record. It's in the valley.
Okay, very cool. Now, really quick, I know we got a couple more minutes, and I thank you so much for being here. Members of your band, tell us a little bit about your famous keyboard player, Teddy Zigzag.
Well, I was so lucky to meet Teddy about five or six years ago. And I went to see, I didn't know who he was at all. He was playing with another blues band. And I was just fascinated. I said, God, it's fantastic. And so I had no idea who he was. So I asked the band leader, who's this guy? I said, that's Teddy Zigzag.
From the Guns N' Roses. I love it. I love it.
Well, no wonder he's fantastic. Not only that, he was Carole King's keyboard player
for
8 years. And he did arranging for her, and then he toured with Alice Cooper for a number of years. So, you know, I definitely recognized his talent when I heard him play. He's fantastic. He'll be with us at the show going on at 11 o'clock. He plays harmonica, keyboards, organ, piano. He plays on all of our recordings.
I love it. I love it. Well, I look forward to being a part of this and sharing this throughout my show and meeting you. And I really, again, I would just want to share with all my listeners, this is the 13th annual Ventura County Blues Festival, April 28th, 10 o'clock. Get in there, and it's going to be going all the way till 6:30. That's happening over in Ventura Boulevard over at the Studio Channel Islands. And if you are interested in getting tickets, right now, pop on to their website at VenturaCountyBlues.com. That's VenturaCountyBlues.com. But let's open up our phone lines here, and we can get some tickets to you at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Sandy, thank you so much for being here, and I really appreciate you being a guest and learning more about what you do and your passion.
Thank you, Kim. You're such a help to the community, getting the word out for all these charities, and you work tirelessly for the 805. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. And thanks for your messages. You're very uplifting.
Oh, thank you. So are you. I totally resonate with you. All right. You have a great rest of your day. There you go. All right. I look forward to talking to you again, and thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Rubicon love story. That's happening tomorrow, March 25th at 7 o'clock. We've got a couple pair of tickets that I'd love to share that one with you. And again, we're going to be talking with Sylvie Davidson and Trevor Wheatman, and they're right here in the studio, so we're going to hear a little bit about their love music and their love story. So again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Champagne don't drive me crazy. Cocaine don't make me lazy. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Candy is dandy and liquor is quicker. You can drink all the liquor down in Costa Rica.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to talk about our next show, just because I want to make sure you're going to be tuning in. We are going to be talking with Denny McMahon, and we're going to be talking about the end of the Chinese miracles. Also, we've got Roland Downs coming in, and she is the owner of Tristology. We're going to be talking about love, since we're already talking about love, but really keeping that spice in your life, you know, and no matter what age you get to. So again, for anybody, I hope that you stay with us all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, we've got Rubicon Theater Company in the studio, and of course, one of my favorite places to hang out with. And of course, tomorrow we've got a love story. It's at 7 o'clock. I hope that you can all be there. We've got a couple tickets for you, but if you do not get the tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show, you can go to Rubicon Theater. That is theartre.org. That's rubicontheater.org to get your tickets there. And of course, we are going to be talking with Sylvia and Trevor. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here. How are you guys doing?
Good. Oh, we're doing great, Kim. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about your story and who you are. Let's just start individually. You know, who are you, Sylvia, and like, how did you start? And then Trevor, we'll move into you, and then, of course, the new couplehood.
Ooh, okay.
Sure.
I'm glad you're starting. I'll steal your ideas.
Okay, there you go.
Well, I am an actor and a singer-songwriter. And I've been a professional actor for over 10 years, mostly in the Seattle area.
Oh, do you live in Seattle?
I don't anymore.
Okay. I love it out there, though, too.
I grew up there. Yeah. So it's beautiful. And I got hooked up with the Rubicon about 7 years ago with their Lonesome Traveler.
I saw that amazing show. Okay, I was telling Michelle, I'm like, oh my god. Okay, I must be like an old timer now because I've seen a lot. I've been with them for a while now, and I love it. I'm like, I got to see it because then I can firsthand tell everybody and help, you know, really get people there. And I love it. Yeah. It's just my favorite place to hang with. So, yeah.
The Rubicon's a really special theater.
It really is. Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to be back at least once a year since Lonesome Traveler, which I think was 7 years ago, the first Lonesome Traveler.
So. Really? Yeah. Wow. Okay. And Trevor, who are you?
I am primarily a musician.
Okay.
I'm an artist. I like to paint and draw and basically anything that's creative. And I've sort of been making my living, as Sylvia was saying, with theater the last 7 years. And a lot of work there at the Rubicon, some in the Northwest. But yeah, I'd say a musician pretty much is, you know, if you want to boil me down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And where do you guys reside?
On the road, pretty much.
Oh,
but
really?
We keep our stuff in Nashville, we like to say.
Oh, so you guys are out in Nashville.
Yeah, for about 5 years we've been there.
Wow. How do you like it out there?
I really like it a lot. Yeah, it's a very vibrant city right now. There's a lot of people moving there, and there's sort of just a good energy. You know, the weather takes some getting used to, but that's about the only downside, really.
Really? Yeah. But it is, you know, they call it Music City, and I think the most special thing about Nashville is really in hundreds of venues across the city, every single night, there are people getting up and saying, here's a song I wrote.
Original, you know, music.
A broad range, you know, from someone who's written two songs in their whole life to people who are professional songwriters and write hit songs.
Yeah.
And I think that you can feel that in the city, you know. It adds an energy to the city that's...
Just don't judge it based on Broadway. That's what I say. That's like the tourist trap, you know.
I like that. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Tell us how you guys met and how you became a couplehood.
Yeah. Good segue. Do you want to start?
Sure.
Okay.
So when I got cast in The Lonesome Traveler, I had a mutual friend with Trevor. I didn't know Trevor yet, but she told me when she found out we were both in the play, she said, "Oh, Sylvie, Trevor Wheatman is your soulmate, and you guys are going to make music together and travel the world." And I said, "Oh, whatever." You know, I didn't believe her, but she was right. So Trevor and I were both cast in Lonesome Traveler. And,
well, hold on. Now, who is this friend?
She is... she's Jane Jones. She's the artistic director of a theater in Seattle, Book It Repertory Theater, where I had worked a lot.
So she's got that insight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's...
She's like a fairy godmother kind of character.
Wow. Yeah.
She'd known Trevor really since he was a teenager. Life,
right? Yeah, I like those kind of people. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So, on the first day of rehearsal for Lonesome Traveler, despite myself, I was sort of...
mesmerized.
Waiting to meet this guy.
Yeah.
And I think...
And I didn't blow it.
He didn't blow it.
Yeah.
Did you know about her already?
Yeah. We had sort of Googled each other, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, no, that's...
We both saw each other, our online personas, and both of us kind of went, no.
Yeah, and I look back at the picture that she saw, and I'm like, I can't even believe you gave me a chance. It was ridiculous.
It was his MySpace picture.
Yeah, you know.
And he was trying to look super cool.
I was like doing the, like,
you
male
in the bathroom,
model
were you?
Nope. Thing, you know?
You know how they say that's regular? No.
Oh, yeah, no. It was, it's ridiculous. But I was, like, 22 in that picture or something.
How long have you guys been together?
7 years.
Seven years.
We started dating
right
almost
then, right there.
Yeah.
It's actually, she was pretty right on.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, it really didn't take hardly any time.
So were you guys in the play together?
Yeah.
Okay. And was it a love affair right there?
Yeah, basically,
Other people, because we knew we were doing the play multiple times. And so our castmates, I remember one of them saying to me, like, "This is great, Sylvie. We're all really happy for you, but you can't break up because it's going to mess up the show."
Yeah.
Wow. So was it love at first sight for you, Trevor?
I mean, as close to that as I think is realistic.
Okay.
You know, yeah. because part of it is I went in having looked her up online going like, no, I don't think this is my person, because I had already, you know, seen the picture and had my own assumptions. But pretty much as fast as you can... you know, break through your assumptions, you know. In fact, I think it was kind of our first walk into town, which was the first day. Mm-hmm. You know, we walked together, and I just remember looking at her and kind of seeing this, like, glow around her and going, like,
this lady's going to be in my life for a
while.
Yeah,
or at least going, like, wait a minute. There's something special here. You know, it's not.
And Sylvie, what about you? Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember that the walk into town, walking together and looking up at him and
going, wow, this feels really good. Yeah. Have you guys been in relationships before? I mean, you're both pretty young, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, like, a serious relationship?
Sure, yeah. I definitely had.
Yeah, yes. I had as well. And it definitely, I had not felt this feeling before.
Okay,
yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. So let's talk about tomorrow, okay, you guys. Yeah. What are we going to expect? And of course, I want to remind everybody there's one night chance to go and check this out. And, you know, talk about, obviously, you're going to be singing and playing. Mm-hmm. And are you too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
we're performing as a duo.
So it's a concert?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It is a concert.
Can you give us a little number?
Or
a
little sure. Yeah,
let's do that. Okay.
Yeah, so the Lonesome Traveler itself is a musical, so we've been playing music as long as we've known each other, and so we started writing songs pretty early on, too. And
yeah, we were both songwriters before, you know, separately, And it took a while for us to learn how to write together,
right?
But, because that's a challenge. And now we have our very first album coming out. So part of what our
show
tomorrow
is. Are we
going
to be able to buy it tomorrow night?
Yep. Yes, in fact, it is our CD release party.
It's our official album release.
I love it. Okay, let's go.
And this is the first song on the album.
Yep. and it's about us and how we live. Well, if I had a little money and I took you out somewhere nice and fancy, way downtown, and I'll let you get anything that you want. Tell me now, would that get you going? Would that turn your engines on?
No, no, my love, don't run on money, honey. Time is free, and that's the only thing you need to spend on me. My love, don't run on money, my love, don't run on money, no.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
It sure is.
Let me ask you this. If I had a lot of money, I could buy you a house, girl, somewhere out in the backwoods or way down south. And I could fill it up with shiny things. Tell me now, wouldn't that get you rocking? Wouldn't that make your motor sing?
No, no, my love, don't run on money, honey. Time is free.
All right.
And that's the only thing you need to spend on me. My love, don't run on money, 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 no.
Well, if I had all night, here's what I would do. I'd turn the lights down low, baby, and get all over you with a radio on. And you could swing your hips.
I love swinging my hips.
Tell me now, wouldn't that start the countdown? Wouldn't that launch your rocket ship?
Yeah, baby, love don't run.
Love don't run.
On money, honey, time is free.
Time is free.
And that's the only thing that you need to spend on me. Cause
my love don't run. My love don't run.
On money, honey, time is free.
Time is free.
And that's the only thing you need to spend on me. My love don't run.
On money, my love don't run. On money, my love don't run. On money, my love don't run. On money, no.
Woo! That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You guys got love in the air. I'm telling you. That's like, woo! I love it. Okay, I can't wait. All right, again, we're talking about the Rubicon love story right here tomorrow night. And, of course, that starts at 7 o'clock. I've got another pair of tickets that I'm going to give away. But let me tell you, get in there. Get this is if you want to feel the love in the air, and that's what's happening right here in our studio. Go to RubiconTheater.org. That's Rubicon Theater with a T-R-E, theater.org. And or you can call at 805-667-2912. 2912 is their number. Wow. So how long does it take you to write a story, write a song?
It varies really widely. Sometimes, I mean, I think both of us have, you know, sat down and written a song, just bam.
Yeah.
And that one, Love Don't Run on Money, I think.
Like a day, really. I mean, with refinements for another day, probably. But
yeah, I think we wrote most of it at night. And then over the course of the next couple days, driving around Nashville, you know, we really were picking over that chorus and trying to refine it.
I like it a lot. It's got a really good sound to it. Huh.
Thanks.
So tell us, you know, besides writing and music and all that stuff, what else do you what do you foresee in your life for going on for further?
Ooh, well, certainly more theater.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out a way to sort of mix our songwriting with theater, you know, i.e. like a musical or a a show. In fact, tonight or tomorrow night's show is sort of the first draft of a show that I think we're going to be putting together that is our story told through songs. And, you know, it could be anyone's story, though. We're you know, trying to make it universal, I think.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Any little ones in the works?
We not in the works.
They're names, but no.
Yeah, that's true. We talk about our future dogs and children. Yeah.
Do you have little furry ones already?
No, we don't because we live on the road so much. Okay. It's hard for us because we're both dog people. And
okay.
So, you know, that's tricky, right? I think we're right in the phase of figuring out how to make a living doing what we love, which is theater and music. And that means we're on the road a lot, but also, you know, support a family and have put down roots somewhere and grow a garden and all these other things that we want that... They don't have to be contradictory with theater and music, but it's a balance.
It's tricky,
trying to figure out how to make it all work.
I love it. It's a good
struggle.
We just need one hit song. That's all.
There you
we
go.
Need.
All right, let's put it out there,
yes,
right?
Yes, thank you.
You
Kim.
Know, yeah, yeah. No, you guys are awesome, and I love the feeling in here of the love together. And you know, I really think that you know we as two can become one as strong, and that's really what it's. You could feel that you guys believe in each other. You believe in each other's talent, and. That's what it's all about. What it's all about. So after tomorrow night, where else will you be? Let's kind of talk about a little bit of your future. What other gigs do you have going on and you know?
Well, we're going back to Nashville for about a month and a half. And we've got a couple gigs there. And then we're going to be back on the West Coast doing a little mini Washington and Oregon tour with Trevor's twin sister Katie.
Oh, you have a twin.
And
I've got twin little grandsons.
Oh.
Yeah, they're identical. Obviously, you're not, right?
No.
So, but wow. But is she musically inclined?
Yes, that's what Sylvia's saying. Yeah, she's in a group with her boyfriend and
Maddie Charles
yeah,
and
Maddie
Katie
Charles
Rose.
And Katie Rose. Little
Look them up.
Right? Yeah.
They're so great.
So we're gonna tour a little bit with them, and then we do some Shakespeare on San Juan Island, which is a little piece of paradise in the San Juan Islands.
Yeah.
North of Seattle in the Puget Sound.
Yeah, so we'll spend the summer there biking around, eating fresh greens and... Mm-hmm.
Oh, bummer, you guys. Yeah. Doesn't sound very, you know, it sounds like a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, you guys. You know, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. It is the brighter side of life, and
yeah.
I wish you guys lots of luck. I want to be there tomorrow night and see this. And again, I hope that we get lots of our listeners there. And I just want to tell them one more time, Rubicon Theater Company is, they do. It's a family. There.
Yeah.
And this is just another one of their brilliant love stories right here. And the fact that you met there,
yeah.
You know, and that, you know, I think it's great. So again, tomorrow night, March 25th, put that on your calendar, 7 p.m. If you didn't win tickets here, please keep calling at 805-419-0008. Or you could reach out and get tickets at therubicontheater.org. And, of course, theater is theartre.org. And, again, so, and you're going to be giving away, or not giving away, it's going to be your launching party for your CD, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how many songs are on your CD?
13.
Wow.
12 originals and one cover.
Okay, okay, that's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Well, again, I thank you so much, both of you, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And I think we are at the end of our show.
Close.
Close. We'll
yeah,
take
we
a
got, we got, we could take a break here. Let's What's the cover?
It's The Bug by Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The Bug. I will have to look into that. Dire Straits fan, I do not know that.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
solo work that he did?
No, actually, I think that was a Dire Straits
was it?
But
song,
people know
yeah.
it because
we
more
know
from
Mary Chapin Carpenter
had
yeah.
a hit on it
yeah.
back in the, I don't know, was that album?
Late
80s.
I have another question. So who is your mentor? Like, do you both, I mean, when you started talking, was it like, oh, I love them too, and I, or do you have your own individual mentors that kind of?
Sort of individual, I think. I'm a huge James Taylor fan.
I love James Taylor. Yeah. Okay.
Trevor can do a really great James Taylor
too. Sometimes by accident.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll have to go out with that one. Okay.
I think, yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to, you know, Judy Collins and Joni Mitchell and the folk, the folk people. I'm a huge Patti Griffin fan.
Okay.
I think she's an incredible songwriter. Emmylou Harris. But we've definitely traded some people. You know, Trevor loves Patti Griffin now because he introduced me to Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin and Paul Brady. So they've sort of.
And do you have musically inclined in your family at all?
Yeah, my parents are great singers and they love music. They never did it, you know, officially, but they introduced me to it and gave me the love for it for sure.
Okay. And besides your sister, how about you?
Oh yeah, my dad's a professional musician. He toured with John Denver for about 10 years and he's in a band that he's been in for 30 years called Marley's Ghost. And my mom actually is a songwriter. She moved us to Nashville when we were kids. So
really? So you're following in your, you know?
Yeah, wow. You know, they tried to steer me away from it, but, you know.
Not really.
No, I'm kidding.
Go this way. Go this way, right?
Yeah, lawyer, I love it.
Serious. Well, we've got a little bit of time. Do you guys want to go out with one of your James Taylor songs? Is that cool? Would that work?
Well, yeah, it's not stuff that we tend to play together.
Okay,
well,
you...
Hey, do that Mockingbird. Okay. I'm kind of a boy
I don't know.
Girl
you
thing.
Guys, you know what? You guys pick
why don't
it.
You do, why don't we do Idiot? Because it.
Oh, okay, except, yeah.
Except yeah, the, yeah, the radio edit.
Yeah. Yeah, the brighter side. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay, I love
this
it.
This is actually a song that took 10 years to write, almost. Well, I'll tell you more about it later. Yeah. Only a cloud can make it rain. Only a fool confuses love and pain. Please let me explain. Feels like love is tearing me apart. And I have to fight for my heart, it's bleeding out. So now, I'll admit it, I am an idiot. And I'll do stupid things sometimes, run away when I should stay, go, even though I know I shouldn't leave you alone. All I wanted was to call you my own, but I am an idiot. And only time can make it clear. Only a fool confuses love and fear. That's why I'm standing right here. I am afraid that you will break my heart. So I have to try even harder to mess it up. That's enough, I'll admit it, I am an idiot. And I'll do stupid things sometimes, run away when I should stay, go, even though I know I shouldn't leave you alone. All I wanted was to call you my own, but I am an idiot. Who starts the fight? Who lights the fuse? Who drives away the one thing he's afraid to lose? Who loves you more than anything? Oh, Lord, I am an idiot. And I'll do stupid things sometimes, run away when I should stay, go, even though I know I shouldn't leave you alone. But I'll always come back home into your loving arms where I belong.
where I can beg forgiveness. Do you think that you can love this idiot? Oh, do you think? Now I'm gonna do some stupid things sometimes. Oh.
Woohoo!
Very nice.
That is awesome. Again, Sylvia Davidson and Trevor Wheatman. Go tomorrow night, you guys, and you're going to be singing all these great songs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, of course, Rubicon tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Get your tickets, and of course, go to RubiconTheater.org if you do not win them here, but keep trying, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you sharing your love in here. And wow, it's like so powerful. I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
I
love We're really that. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, we are at the end of our first show. And of course, we'll be right back. We've got some amazing guests that are going to be joining us. And of course, I always end our shows with a moment of happiness. It costs money to stay healthy, but it's even more expensive to get sick. So with
that,
stay on the brighter side of life. You've been listening to the first half of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep. You can't hang up.